Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
I am doing very, very well today.
Good, good. Well, what did it feel like to cross the finish line? And congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking about it. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience to think that you can ride from the Texas state line to the Kansas state line and into Kansas and be smiling. At the same time, we got a wonderful welcome and applause from people. You get to go up on a stage, so there's a staging area so you can take some pictures. Mm-hmm. Sweaty and dirty and happy. And we have our
grit and
awards,
all.
Grit and all, and our awards around our necks. So it was a really wonderful experience.
That's great. Well, we're happy for you and appreciate you spending time with us to tell us about your free will journey. Do you have anything else you want to share about your last two legs of the trip?
Out of Stillwater, we went 71 miles to Tonkawa, and then the last leg was a very short day. It was 42 miles from Tonkawa to Caldwell, Kansas. So all in all, more or less, depending on how much you rode around town or if you did day zero or not, it's about 500 miles for Oklahoma Free Will this year. Friday night, let me think. We were in Tonkawa when we rolled into Tonkawa Friday night. That evening, Oklahoma Free Will sponsors a dinner. So we had the opportunity to go in and everybody eat dinner together that wished. And generally, everybody's going different directions. There are all kinds of offerings for food, different types of food in town, out of town, food trucks, different things in mm-hmm. different towns. This one evening, they had a dinner for us, and it was a wonderful dinner. And then after that, you had the opportunity to go to and or participate in a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to brag a little bit. During our ride to Tonkawa, we were batting around some ideas if this group, the Red Dirt Divas that I was riding with, wanted to participate. And one of our newest Red Dirt Divas just said very quietly, "I know how to speed paint." So speed paint, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So she did to a song, she did a speed paint of an Oklahoma sunset with a bicycle silhouetted, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Wow,
it was,
that's amazing.
She won an award, and it was also that big mural was set up at the finish line, and all of the participants that were riding in on the finish line were encouraged to sign the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really special moment. We were very, very proud of Megan.
Wow, wow.
But after that, a group of us went and were invited by the citizens of Tonkawa to walk the world's only heart-shaped labyrinth.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and remember, there was a full moon.
Yes.
On Friday the 13th.
I bet that was beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful. And we ended this beautiful little walk by howling at the moon. So that's the last thing I thought I'd be doing after riding 71 miles, but it sure felt good.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sure it was a very rewarding experience, like you said. What were some of the things that you learned about either yourself or other people or anything that you can share?
I do have some things to share because I did think about that a little bit. And I think on the top of my list is that wearing a tiara on your helmet ensures that fun will come your way.
Okay.
That's an important lesson to know. So, but some of the other things I learned is that I can let go, that we can let go. I learned today, this is on the Caldwell trip, that I can cruise with no hands on my handlebars.
I've been trying to do that too. Not there yet.
It was awfully, awfully fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about trusting in yourself and trusting others to support you on your journey, and trust that just the right thing or the right words or the right person will come your way just when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that way through the whole trip, through the highs and the lows and the climbs and the cruises and the dinners and the citizens in each one of the camp towns. It was just a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Learned
mm-hmm.
lots that way.
Well, is there anything else you would say to encourage? I mean, because that says a lot right there. But is there anything else you would say to encourage others who might be thinking about doing free will next year in 2015 that would encourage them?
I would love to encourage everyone to seriously consider, even if they can't do the whole week because of responsibilities or not being sure about it, you have the opportunity to go one day or 3 days or the first part of the week or the last part of the week. So I certainly consider, would encourage to, anyone to think about that, and especially families. It's definitely a family type of adventure. Mm-hmm. But in particular, I'd like to encourage women, mm-hmm. women of all ages, to think about going, I am a healthier and wealthier person for this experience. I'm physically stronger than when I started out in the beginning of the week, mm-hmm. and that feels pretty good.
Yeah,
I have a better understanding of nutritional plans for endurance kinds mm-hmm. of events, mm-hmm. which is part of that health and well-being. And speaking of well-being, there was a spiritual part of that. There was a spiritual well-being mm-hmm. That was definitely supported through the week mm-hmm. in lots of ways. That's probably another story
right.
for another time.
Yeah.
I'm wealthier because I think I'm a better steward and have a better understanding of natural and personal resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to explain. But it's definitely a process.
It's part of that knowing, like you learn more what your own strengths are.
Absolutely, that's part of it. And also, you are up close and personal with the natural world. I'm rolling down the highways and I'm whistling back to the quail, and I'm so excited that I'm hearing quail right now because of the dry seasons that we've had
uh-huh.
and harsh winters that we've had. The quail population has been down and now it's back up again
uh-huh.
and just hearing the quail made me very, very happy.
Wow.
Very happy.
Wow.
And then I have there's an enrichment. I made new friends, and you spend you sleep in the same tent. You go to restaurants together. You eat together. Everybody's going to the bathroom at the same time.
You shower in the same shower truck.
Absolutely. And these new friends are truly enriched my life. The things that are most important in life are people, places,
right.
and things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. And women, I think, are naturally gravitate maybe to some of those things. And this is a place that you can mm-hmm. can learn. Things about yourself and about others.
I know that as a woman cyclist myself, it has made a huge difference for that very thing you just said, which is the socializing aspect of riding. I mean, we can still socialize and be a safe cyclist and get great exercise, but not realize we're exercising.
Absolutely.
Because we're cycling and socializing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, you had mentioned this experience being a delicious sensory experience. What is there anything that stands out that was the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, or strange, or does anything stand out?
Well, okay, strange, or maybe not the most pleasant part, because we had so much rain and we were going in on state highways instead of the interstate. So sometimes we crossed many bridges, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was lots of standing water, rushing water, and it was absolutely beautiful. At the same time, all the creatures that are in those low-lying areas come up to find high ground. That's the pavement. So you dodge snakes, and we had an opportunity to watch a tarantula cross. And some people not from Oklahoma had never seen
Wow.
a live tarantula.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great.
There are just so many. Oklahoma is a beautiful,
it is beautiful.
Beautiful state. Mm-hmm. And this week's people that may have had their first opportunity to be in Oklahoma may have seen Oklahoma at its finest.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day.
Well, Vicki, we really appreciate, again, you taking time to talk with us every day of your journey, and wish you well in all your other cycling adventures, which I'm sure you'll have plenty. So
thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.